Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London cabbie, Tyler, and delighted we voted out of the EU. The view from the cab has never looked sweeter. Now, being a soft southern shandy drinker, I'm going to start by saying a massive thank you to those people in the north of England and Wales who helped achieve a Leave vote by turning out in huge numbers. In fact, all of those outside of London, which, thanks to its champagne socialists, bankers, corporates and high foreign-born population, wanted to remain in the EU. This time last week, I was loving watching all those sour faces on the TV. Chucker and Moona thought he'd keep us in the EU. Well, Chucker can't, Chucker can't, Chucker can't. Haven't heard much from Blair and Co this week either. Can you imagine if the vote had gone the other way? We'd never have heard the last of it. Cameron's pen would have been out of his pocket like a rocket, signing us up to more EU legislation. We had him a couple of nights before the referendum saying, "We are not quitters," 3 days before he quit. We were told the Tories would be thrown into turmoil, but it now actually appears Labour are the ones in freefall. Their plot to oust Corbyn is disgusting, but I can see what they're doing. They're attempting to become a pro-EU party, hoping to gain from the 16 million people who voted to remain, especially as they only got 9 million votes in last year's general election. In fact, I feel a grand stitch-up coming. The Tories will soon elect a new leader, hopefully not David Brent lookalike Crabb or Postman Pat's Mrs. lookalike Morgan, to invoke Article 50, but only after he or she has negotiated our exit with the EU. No doubt they will say we'll have to make certain concessions to stay in the free market, you know, the free market that costs us £10 billion per year. We'll probably end up with the same deal Cameron got. Then they'll hold a general election where the choice will be between them and Labour, who will want to throw us back into the full EU project. Don't vote UKIP, the Tories will say. You could end up back in the EU if you do, thus killing off UKIP. Labour will say the majority of Remainers should vote for them, even in Scotland, killing off the Lib Dems and denting the SNP. And if you don't think this will happen because the Tories have over 100 MPs who want out of the EU, remember this. Out of 650 MPs in Westminster, at least 450 want to remain. And they are willing to fuel this economic uncertainty in the hope that we fail and they can punish us and say, "We told you so." Fact is, with all the debt, immigration and austerity, the EU was heading for a recession anyway. So, mentioning the SNP there, I'm still waiting to hear sturgeon and salmon, ironically sounding like a fishing industry dream team, admit that they are not in touch with the people after being on the losing side in two referendums now. Best not hold my breath though, eh? In fact, all of those MPs who have voted to remain against the majority of their own constituents, such as Tim Farron, believe it or not, should have to step down as they are not willing to act on behalf of the people who voted for them. This, after all, is what democracy is about. Democracy is the greatest thing we have and the main reason many voted to leave the EU. It turns out now that many of our democratically elected don't actually believe in it. Right, referendum out of the way. Hopefully everything will start getting back to normal and I'll be able to talk about something else next week. So, until then, be safe and be lucky.